In Colorado, the presidential race is a statistical dead heat. The state went heavily for candidate Barack Obama in 2008. But as NPR's Martin Kosty reports from Denver, the president now faces fierce headwinds.
Mr. Obama won last time by 9 points, an astounding margin in a state that hadn't gone Democratic since 1992. One Democratic strategist calls 2008 a one-time case of irrational exuberance, especially among Colorado's large contingent of swing voters. Not that all of those voters have abandoned Mr. Obama. Waiting in line for a Joe Biden rally in the town of Greeley, registered Republican Amanda Lisinski says she doesn't understand why so many of her neighbors have now soured on the administration.
I'm kind of at wit's end with it because right now, especially in Weld County, there's an oil boom kind of going on here in the Front Range of Colorado, and there is so many people working and have better jobs than they had back in 2008.
But statewide, unemployment is a touch above the national rate, and Romney has earned new support from educated swing voters with his repeated references to his 5-point economic plan and his promise of even more oil drilling. The Democrats, meanwhile, are trying to solidify their base. In Greeley, Vice President Biden focused his charm on Hispanics.
Over 25% of all public school children in K through 12 are Hispanic. And the American people see what Barack and I see, what you see. They see nothing but promise in that. Nothing but promise.
Nothing but promise is exactly how Pauline Alvera would phrase it.
He put all of our issues on the back burner.
She says the Hispanic community is still waiting for the president to keep his promise to overhaul immigration laws. At a Romney campaign office in Aurora, she's addressing postcards to Hispanic voters. And the candidate's son, Craig Romney, has stopped by to help.
En español, entonces.
He writes the postcards in Spanish. He learned the language during his Mormon mission in Chile. How does he know the recipients read Spanish?
I think they've done their research here. They know they've identified undecided Hispanic voters. And so that's how we're doing this. Yeah.
This is just one form of the micro-targeting in this campaign. Both sides are using increasingly sophisticated databases that contain a lot more detail than just party affiliation. And it's especially true online.
When I'm on Facebook, my ads on the right-hand side are always like, vote for Obama, like, need to register to vote, all that stuff.
Browsing on her laptop at a Denver coffee shop, J.J. Greenwood says it's pretty clear to her that both campaigns have already pegged her as an Obama supporter.
I'm a young woman, I am lesbian, I like coffee shops, like...
So all she sees online is pro-Obama messages. In fact, because she doesn't watch much TV, she's hardly seen any Romney ads. And she says that's too bad.
Because personally, I think I should be able to see both sides. Like, I want to know what people think about Romney, and I want to know, like, what he's saying to people he thinks will vote for him. Like, I think that's really interesting, and that's something that I should know.
But because of micro-targeting, a lot of Coloradans are hearing from just one side or the other. And despite the state's reputation for elections decided by independent swing voters, the race here is starting to look more like what's happening nationwide, a struggle to bring out the party base. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Denver.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.